This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. As lawmakers in Washington work on a Republican budget bill, Colorado political and health leaders continue to issue dire warnings. CPR's John Daly reports.
Top Democrats were joined on a virtual call by leaders of a community health system and a rural hospital. Mitzi Moran with Sunrise Community Health in Greeley says its network of clinics served 43,000 people last year. About half are on Medicaid. She says the bill could cost 11,000 patients their coverage.
Let's slow down, take time to evolve Medicaid and the health insurance exchange, look for savings while ensuring the program's integrity.
The bill is now in the House after the Senate passed it. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
In Grand Junction, protesters against the budget bill gather outside the office of Congressman Jeff Hurd. CPR's Dina Sieg.
Cars and even one bike honk their support as protesters wave signs that read, "This bill will kill, and just vote no," from the sidewalk outside Hurd's office. Organizer Kate Hawthorne says it would give tax breaks to the wealthy and strip funding from Medicaid.
People will die if they don't have their Medicaid coverage. Rural health care clinics will be deeply and dramatically affected to the point of having to close.
They plan to continue the sit-in for several days. Hurd's office told CPR News rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse would help strengthen Medicaid. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Employees at more than 40 Safeway stores are still on strike ahead of the holiday weekend. The walkout started with just 6 stores nearly 2 weeks ago. It's not clear how many stores could ultimately be affected. The union says the strike will continue until there's a deal with the company. Ahead this morning, Colorado schools are not getting the federal money they expected this week.
They've already planned for these dollars to go into their budget for the coming school year. So they've hired positions with these funds.
And what can schools do now? That is just a bit later this morning. And for now, it's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. I'm Mike Lamp. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.